Lip blocking. Now, if we're playing blues on an A harp in the key of E, the second hole draw is our E note. That's the key of the song. And we're going to resolve down there. We're going to be coming back to it all the time. So we want to be able to play that note with a great deal of authority. So here I'm going to show you a technique which will give us a tongue-blocking sound on that note, but we're going to produce it a different way. Now, that big percussive sound we get from tongue-blocking is the sound of the chord being cut off very sharply. In tongue-blocking, we do it by blocking the other notes of the chord with our tongue, but in this technique, we're also going to cut off the extra notes, but we're going to do it basically by changing the shape of our mouth. So here we're going to start with a chord, a draw chord, on the first three holes of the harp. Make sure that you get the bottom of the chord because it's the sound of the first hole being cut off very sharply that gives us the effect we're looking for. So to learn this technique, begin by playing a draw chord on the first three holes and let the chord sound for a second or so. Then constrict your lips suddenly to an oo position, ending up only over the second hole. If you do it right, you should hear the other notes, especially the first hole, being cut off, almost like you're compressing the chord into the single note. It should sound like tongue blocking. So all we do is say ta-oo as we play this, the ta being on the chord, and then oo as we constrict our lips over the second hole. Now, all you have to do is put a consonant sound in there to give it a little more snap. So now, instead of ta-oo, we'll say ta-do. Ta-do, ta-do, ta-do. So we can approximate a tongue-blocking sound by using lip-blocking when we do this ta-do effect. It's going to be very useful.